Good morning. It's so nice to see all you that could make it out today. God bless you and thank you for coming out. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you today and we just give you praise. We thank you, Lord, for safe travels. We thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us so abundantly, Lord, with all that we have here, Lord, as a church, but also, Lord, for the gift of salvation and eternal life that you provide for us each and every day, that you are God, Lord, and we worship you today. Bless us, I pray, Lord, with your presence, with your love, with your continued love. And open our hearts and our minds, Lord, for what you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer cards are right in front of you. Please fill those out. And then, Bonnie, well, I guess I'll be doing announcements. I'll bring those in here and we'll gather them up and take them from there. So, thank you.
Good morning. So, stand with us, and I just want to say that you might feel like a couple of these songs today are slightly less familiar, but I just invite you to really just soak in the lyrics. It's an invitation to be a little still before the Lord and let him minister to you. I really feel like these songs are meant for you this week, and they are so powerful.
Grace, hallelujah, I stand amazed. I'm standing. staring at an empty grave and the stone that you rolled away. When I was a prodigal, you saw a son. When I left the 99, you saw the one. And just like that, all my past had been erased. When I look back, I see grace, grace, God.
You may be seated.
The temptation is to do this. Because Bonnie's home watching, so we wouldn't want her to think that we forgot about her. I don't think I've ever done announcements up here, so bear with me. I'm following your lead, bud. You're not helping me at all. Family Worship Center, Day of Hope is tomorrow. We're going to need people here because I know that there are a few out sick, and some of them are sick and in Pennsylvania. So we want to keep them in mind as well today. But they're not going to be here. So if you can make it out tomorrow, it will be deeply appreciated. Dress warm. I think the high tomorrow is 16 or 17, and it's supposed to be windy. Yeah, may as well get a weather report while we're up here. Just go. Experiencing God class is going to be today after service. You're always welcome to come and join in that. There's extra books. If you haven't been there before, you can still come. God's at War is after service as well today, and it takes place in the back. And you're welcome to come to that. There are extra books, and you can always join that as well. Crucified Life is still going on in the mornings. I really encourage you to come out for that. We have a lot of discussion. Yes, we do chase rabbits and squirrels. But you're welcome to come to that. It's a lot of fun. Cub Scouts will be here next week, so keep that in mind. They're going to do the opening ceremony, the flag. We're going to say Pledge of Allegiance and so on. Ladies' breakfast is Saturday, March 8th, and you're going to be painting pottery at how do you pronounce that?
Yes,
there, right where it says it. And if you have any questions, see Tammy. Women's retreat or conference. Thank you. And is it right there is all the information. Laureen has more information on that. You can contact her and she'll be able to help you with that. Our spring work day is going to be April 5th, weather permitting. But we are going to try to clean up in here as well, get it a deep clean. So we can always need volunteers for that. If you have any questions on what we're going to do, you can see me or somebody on the board. And we got some things that need to be happening. April 12th, Easter Jam. That's our Easter egg hunt that will take place up at Faholo. We're going to start, I think, getting things set up around noon, and then we're going to have the Easter egg hunt at 2. We'll need help to clean up when we're done, and we'll need help with doing all of that, especially hiding Easter eggs and filling them. Bonnie has all the information on that. There is a list of candies that we need laying up here in the front chair. Just pick up one of those if you want to know what kinds to pick up for the Easter eggs. Oh, and there, if you want to give a donation, see Bonnie. Because I don't know where the egg's at. Okay. Yes?
The night before that, which is a Friday night, we meet here to stuff the eggs with candy.
On the 11th of April, which is the Friday before the Easter egg hunt, at... at 6 o'clock, we're going to come here and stuff eggs, and I believe they're providing pizza for supper. So if you want to come and do that and miss eating at home and come and have fellowship and stuff eggs, I can tell you it's a lot of fun. So come out for that. And you get to laugh at each other as you try to keep those eggs closed. With each other. Did I say that? With. So. Next is... Stronger Together, that is another women's conference, and it's June 13th through the 15th. Who's in charge of that one? Laurel, Miss Laurel. See, Laurel Reed, she'll help you with the information on that. 360 is rescheduled from March till September. I don't know when in September, and I don't know why, so you have all the information I have right there. Check in. Please check in. If you're at home, please check in. That helps us to know who was there and watching. So please take the time to do that right now. Just check in at 517-522-4062. Text check, and it will. You can lead you from there. And then I need a couple volunteers. Who would help me gather up prayer requests? Come on. Yeah, taken care of. Actually, I had somebody else do it. Thank you. Prayer request, the one I asked you to fill. Just pass them to the center and the kids will get them.
Brody, are you asking for prayer for your great-grandma? Where are you? Is that what that says, great-grandma? Okay, we've got quite a few prayer requests for health and healing. We'll just, did anybody have anything they wanted to share before I go to prayer? Yes.
I just want to give a big praise to everybody who came last night to the chili cook-off. We had fun. Thank you for those who brought food and chili and for those who helped set up and clean out. It was a fun event, so I appreciate all of you.
And if you want chili, see Mark. He's got the back.
Okay.
Now, I'm just saying that's who won, okay?
Mark won the first place. Everybody had one.
It's gone.
If you want the best, I have some in my freezer.
It's all a matter of...
Yeah, calm down, third place.
Hey.
Well, I opened a can of worms.
Oh, dear. Anything? Okay. Let's go to prayer. Father, I thank you for this this new day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we do rejoice. We are glad in it, and we are glad to be here together as a family. I thank you for this church family in particular that is so good at coming together and doing life together and having fun and enjoying each other's fellowship. I praise you for yesterday's chili cook-off and the fun that was had. I thank you for keeping us safe in the adverse weather. Thank you for all those who are joining us at home and staying safe off the roads. And speaking of roads, Father, we just want to pray for those who are going away from us. Travel mercies for the Carmonies and the Hunsingers and the Smiths as they travel for a few weeks. I thank you for this time away. I ask that it would be refreshing and restorative to them. We just commission angels to go before them and behind them and guard them in all of their ways. Lord, we lift up to you all of those who are sick and struggling with health. Mindy and Louise asking for healing there. For Sandy and asking for improved mobility in her knees and pain relief. Lord God, you know about each ache, each joint, each hurt, all the arthritis and the aging process. Lord, those who have been sick and just can't kick it, the flu cases that are going around and the pneumonia going around, and we keep hearing that the hospitals are full, and just pray a covering and a healing. We just cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. Lord, raise us up. Make us your strong, healthy people again. I thank you that you've returned Mike to us. I know that he is struggling with flu and possibly pneumonia, and I just ask for a touch on his lungs, that they would clear up for him soon, as he is also a caregiver. I want to lift up to you Tammy's family, Jeff and Brittany. They've been sick for a week, and she has little ones in her daycare also sick. Lord, we just we ask that you would deliver us from the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, too tiny to see, that you would raise us up. Father, we thank you for the donation that was made towards construction of the sound room. I praise you for that, Lord. I thank you that you release funds through your people as you move us to accomplish your will here. Kingdom come will be done here in Grass Lake at Family Worship Center as it is in heaven. We lift up Brody's request to you for his great-grandma. I ask for the need there, Lord, you know, and I thank you for the concerns of his heart. And Father, we just want to quote your word back to you. Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon these serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall injure you." Well, we believe you. You said it. Your word is the most powerful thing in all the world. And we trust that when you say greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world, that you have given us the ability to overcome our circumstances that are hard or feel unending or too big for us. Again, we just affirm that we run to your strong tower and we are safe. We thank you for your love and your mercies and your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's stand and worship together some more.
Heartache
I'm pouring down my face. I find my peace in Jesus' name. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You are Lord, I'm the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me. In the eye of the storm, the test comes in and the doctor says I've only got a few months left. It's like a bitter pill I'm swallowing, I can barely take a breath. And when addiction steals my baby girl, there's nothing I can do. My only hope is to trust in you. I trust in you, Lord. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. Soul. You alone are the anchor. When my sails are torn.
we just received a prayer request. Mindy called in. Emmeline Douglas is a very dear friend of mine. Her mother is, Katie. She's in the ER right now, possibly having seizures. So would you pray for her with me? Father, we come before you and we praise you, for you are God and Savior and King and Redeemer. Lord, we love you. And we ask, Lord, right now that you would be with Emmeline, that you would touch her little life, Lord, that you would bring healing to her body, that, Lord, this would be something that you can touch and heal without a shadow of a doubt, that the doctors are right there, that you would give them the wisdom and discernment they need. Lord, we love you and we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. That child is like a granddaughter to me. We're going to take up our offering now. I'm going to ask my ushers to come up and we're going to pray. I would remind you that this is a part of worship. God gives us everything, and we only give back a small portion of what he gives to us. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings. Oh, Lord, you bless us so abundantly with just material things, let alone, Lord, the gift of salvation and eternal life, of healing and wholeness that was found in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you would use these tithes and offerings for the glory of your kingdom, for the glory of your Son, and for the building of your church. And we ask it all and give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, kids. Sawyer's excited. So I'm gonna teach you guys a song, if you guys are cool with that. My main motivation for this is that my kids know this song very well. It's called Still Waters, and it's Psalm 23. Why this is important is because of what the song says in the very first verse, where it's important to write scripture on your heart. Okay, I'm going to read something from Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 33. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. So, as Christians, we receive the Holy Spirit. As Christians, we receive the Holy Spirit, and as part of that, we have access to God and his wisdom all the time. And he, as we grow with him, he writes it on our hearts so we can respond, walk through this world in a way that's pleasing to him. So, we're going to start this up here. You guys ready? I'm asking my kids, I guess, but Brock will have the words up, I believe. Yep. All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. Great and Marine said at 103, write scripture on your heart when you need it. 'Cause anxiety hates Psalm 23. So just say it to yourself till you believe it. And I'm feeling like I'm needing it right now. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me by still waters till my fears are gone. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, oh, I know you are with me, my Father, my friend. Your goodness and mercy will follow. set me at ease. Turn this broken peace in me to peace and quiet. I know there's power in your word. So I say it over and over till my soul's reminded. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leads me by still waters till my fears are gone. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, will follow me all of my days. I know by your still waters I'm saved. Still waters run through any valley I could find. I'm laying fear here at heaven's riverside. Your word has been true in every season of my life. I believe, yes, I believe. Still the waters run through any valley I could find. I'm laying fear down here in heaven's riverside. Your word has been true in every season of my life.
Thanks for singing with me, guys. God, I want to thank you for these kids. And, man, it's beautiful to hear the voices of your people singing your word. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please stand with us as we close.
I once was home.
grace is available to you right now. Right now. For whatever you're going through, His grace is available to all those who believe. So if you're in need of grace today, isn't this the day to get it? Isn't it the time now to have that grace surround you and know that He is with you in the midst of it, whatever it is? So come and pray. God is with you. God is for you. He wants what's best for you. And He loves you beyond a shadow of a doubt. His grace is available to each and every one of you every day. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, we thank You for Your grace and Your mercy. The grace that gets us through. The grace that surrounds us. The mercy, Lord. The love. God and Savior, King and Redeemer. Lord, we thank You for the time of fellowship we are about to partake in. We thank You, Lord, for the food. We thank You, Lord, for all that You do. For You are God, Savior, King and Redeemer. And we love You. In Jesus' name, all God's people said, Amen. Amen.